Every Monday, we are pleased to welcome Oscar Espina-Ruiz in from Music Mountain, talking about the upcoming concerts at Music Mountain. And this weekend, the 4th of July weekend, July 2nd and 3rd, is another big weekend at the Mountaintop. Good morning, Oscar.
Good morning, Marshall. It's so nice to hear you. And let me just hop in and say, when, you know, add on to your comment about what a perfect weekend this has been, and say that, yeah, we sold out the house at Music Mountain for Bill Charlap Trio. It was really special. So also at Music Mountain, it was a perfect weekend indeed. coming up this coming weekend on July 2nd and July 3rd, also we hope to have a perfect weekend. Every Saturday we present jazz at 7 p.m., every Sunday, we present chamber music at 3 p.m., and concerts go all the way through September 18th. So, yes, Music Mountain is the place to be at on weekends.
And, you know, the nice thing about, Music Mountain is you can get there early, picnic, enjoy the outside, and actually, if you would like to, you can sit outside and listen to the music as it wafts out of the Gordon Hall. But there's also a very well-designed air conditioning system that does not make noise, that interferes in the concerts that go on inside the hall.
Absolutely. Good point. We really want to enhance the experience, and first and foremost, the basics. So in the summer, it can get quite hot and humid. So Gordon Hall is not only a beautiful hall in terms of its acoustics, very intimate. It hosts about 260 people, so every seat is really exceptional, and you're up close to the musicians. But in addition, it is air-conditioned. Now, on top of that, well, the summer is the time to enjoy the outdoors, and so, yes, many people come early, and they enjoy a picnic on the great lawn in front of Gordon Hall prior to the concert. It's lots of fun. And on Saturdays, since now concerts are in the evening on Saturdays at 7 p.m., we are also serving wine. And we really are, you know, going all out and serving beautiful, beautiful wines every Saturday at a very reasonable price. So we want to make the experience of coming to Music Mountain really, really special.
Well, I always talk about Saturdays, Saturdays entertainment for the jazz. Five-play, a sister group known as the Diva Orchestra, Diva Jazz Orchestra?
Yes. So the Diva Jazz Orchestra has a smaller subgroup that includes its rhythm section and soloists, and this quintet will come to play at Music Mountain, this Saturday, July 2nd, and this will be their debut at Music Mountain. Every time we have a new group, we go all out to put the word out all over the place because, well, as I don't know if people notice, but our groups return year after year after year because we love them and because we are so much of a friend with them, and vice versa. It's really special to see our friends return. But from time to time, we want to continue to add, I don't know if the right term would be new blood here, but yeah, we want to also bring new groups from time to time. And that's the case this Saturday, July 2nd, with Five Play from the Diva Jazz Orchestra. And so this is all women. They are fabulous. We have the leader is actually the drummer, Sherry Maricol, and then the instrumentation is piano, bass, trumpet, and saxophone that doubles on clarinet. And they play swing. They play mostly traditional jazz, but with a modern twist. And they have been everywhere. I was just looking over their resume. They've been, well, at Carnegie Hall, at Kennedy Center. They have performed all over the world, Vietnam. I mean, they really are out there. And they are spectacular, and they're coming to Music Mountain this Saturday. So hopefully we will have a good crowd. Check them out, July 2nd, Diva Orchestra at Music Mountain, 7 p.m.
You know, and like I've been saying all along, with this Saturday jazz series, you get to experiment and bring in different types of music and groups that have not been in the area before, but also where you just said, if you were to see these groups elsewhere, you would be spending hundreds and hundreds of dollars. That's just that's just on the tickets. Never mind getting there and parking. That's where Music Mountain really is a steal of a deal.
Yes, free parking. I mean, concessions, again, I mean, wine and all sorts of concessions at incredibly reasonable prices. We just want to serve the community and really let everybody enjoy this very special treasure we have at Music Mountain. I mean, maybe people don't realize that Music Mountain has been going on for 93 years. It was founded in 1930, and it has continued to present concerts for 93 years. We are a very special place. I mean, I know it sounds a little pretentious, but maybe I should say Music Mountain is a very special place. Beautiful, on a mountaintop. Then you come into the hall, beautiful acoustics, air conditioning, and the music is really unparalleled. We have fantastic performances that usually you would hear at Lincoln Center or at the major concert halls, and we have it right here. So really, everybody should take advantage and come enjoy the great music at Music Mountain.
Now let's move on to the Sunday concert, because once again, a name that is familiar with concert goers to Music Mountain, the Ariana String Quartet, along with Judith Gordon on piano.
Yes, so that's like a Music Mountain favorite program. In the second half, they are going to be playing the great Brahms Piano Quintet. It's just a blockbuster kind of program. And the Ariana Quartet has been coming to Music Mountain for decades. Our audience loves them. They are fabulous. Judith Gordon is a fantastic pianist. I think we are on for a fantastic program. The discovery piece, and this is something that the founder, Jack Gordon, the founder of Music Mountain, used to do, coming back to doing quite a bit of, is to have a discovery piece, a short new piece that sometimes is a discovery from the past, sometimes it's a discovery from the present, from a living composer. So we will have Ismail, a wonderful composer that has roots in India, as the discovery piece. The piece is called Ragamala, and that's the discovery piece right after Haydn. The program has three pieces, Haydn, Ismail, and Brahms. So everybody will get their favorites, and in the middle, this little discovery piece by the Ariana String Quartet and Judith Gordon at Music Mountain this Sunday at 3 p.m., July 3rd at 3 p.m.
And for folks that want tickets, of course, musicmountain.org, musicmountain.org. You can also check with the box office via telephone, kick off the July 4th weekend. Even though July 4th is on a Monday, on Saturday and Sunday at Music Mountain. Oscar, once again, best wishes for another great weekend, good weather, and fantastic music.
I hope so. Thank you so much, Marshall.
Take care, Oscar.
Take care.
Oscar joins us every Monday at 7:20 as we talk about the upcoming weekend at Music Mountain. Once again, more information at musicmountain.org.